The coastal states along the Bay of Bengal are preparing to be impacted with the super cyclonic storm Amphan. Amphan is the first super cyclone in the Bay of Bengal in over 20 years. The previous super cyclone was the 1999 Odisha cyclone, which was just called the 1999 Odisha cyclone. In fact, the category of super cyclone was introduced for the 1999 Odisha cyclone as it was so intense. Amphan is written A-M-P-H-A-N but is pronounced Amphan, just like Cyclone Phoni was written F-A-N-I but is pronounced Phoni. Amphan is the first tropical cyclone of the 2020 North Indian Ocean cyclone season, and it is already a super cyclone coming at us right in the midst of a pandemic. So what is a super cyclone? A supercyclone is the deadliest category of cyclone that we have, with wind speeds of over 200 kilometers per hour. The categories go from depression to deep depression first, with wind speeds ranging less than 60 kilometers per hour. Beyond that, a storm is classified as a cyclonic storm and then a severe cyclonic storm with wind speeds up to 100 kmph. Beyond this, there is very severe cyclonic storm with winds up to 160 kilometers per hour. Then there is extremely severe cyclonic storm with winds up to 200 kilometers per hour. And then the supercyclonic storm with winds beyond 200 kilometers per hour. Cyclones, hurricanes, typhoons are all essentially the same thing. They're just referred to by different names depending on where they originate. In the Atlantic and Northeast Pacific, they're called hurricanes and have American names. In Northwest Pacific, they're called typhoons and the names are finalized by the Tokyo Typhoon Center, but the names are nominated by countries in the area, including Japan, China, Philippines, Vietnam, Malaysia, Thailand, and even the US, in fact. And cyclones that occur in the South Pacific and Indian Ocean are named by the IMD, but the names are nominated cyclically from all countries in the area that are affected by these storms. These include Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, Myanmar, Thailand, Maldives, and also Oman, UAE, Yemen, Saudi, Qatar, and Iran. The current cyclone is Amphan, and the one after this will be called Nisarga. The name is nominated by Bangladesh, and the one after that will be called Gati, the name nominated by India. So how did Amphan develop? In the Bay of Bengal, on May 13, an area of low pressure formed in the southeastern part of Bay of Bengal. Low pressure is formed because of heat. As the sun heats up the top layers of the ocean, warm, moist air over the ocean rises upwards from the surface. As this air rises up, it leaves less air near the surface. So basically, as warm air rises, it causes an area of low pressure underneath it. Immediately, the surrounding cold air, which is at a higher pressure, rushes in to fill this gap. Then this new cool air that just replaced the warm air in turn heats up, becomes warm and moist, and then this rises up too. And this continues as a cycle. Then the low pressure system intensifies. This happened on May 13 with Amphan, and then the storm started intensifying. The warm, humid air that keeps rising ends up forming clouds at the tops, and this expands to a whole system of clouds, which, because of the wind, starts to spin and grow in size. The center of the cyclone is, of course, the eye, where everything is calm. On May 16, the Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, reported that the low pressure had become a depression. It was over 1,000 kilometers away from the coast of Odisha at that point, but it started growing and it started moving gradually northwards, becoming more and more intense, and was eventually reclassified into a cyclone. What was happening then was that the winds were unstabilizing the cyclone. Vertical wind shear is when winds flow vertically sideways into a cyclone. This tilts the cyclone over, making it unstable in structure. But the cyclone is still powerful, so during these days it brought torrential rainfall to Tamil Nadu and Sri Lanka. Then on May 17, the wind shear cleared and the cyclone then began to rapidly intensify. It was upgraded to a severe cyclonic storm, but immediately after that, it underwent a burst of intensification in a process called explosive cyclogenesis. This resulted in a phenomenon called a weather bomb or a bomb cyclone, where the cyclone rapidly becomes bigger and stronger in just a matter of few hours. After this process, For Cyclone Amphan, the size of the top of the cyclone, the cloud cover, the cloud tops were over 1,000 kilometers in width. Now, the Bay of Bengal produces much deadlier cyclones than the Arabian Sea. Cyclones form on both sides of the coast, but the cyclones that form on this side of India are far more deadly, intense, and destructive. There are many reasons for this. One is the geography. When it comes to Africa, the mountains in East Africa tend to direct a lot of winds towards the Arabian Peninsula, dissipating heat much more efficiently throughout the Arabian Sea. As a result, this part of the ocean remains relatively cool and produces fewer cyclones. But because of the shape of land around Bay of Bengal, the winds are slower to move and they are much weaker over the ocean. The Bay of Bengal is fed by a constant source of fresh water in the form of giant rivers like the Ganga and the Brahmaputra. This water that empties into the Bay of Bengal promptly warms up at the surface and rises up as moisture in the process that we described earlier. This makes it difficult for the warm layers of water to mix properly with the cooler layers of water that are below, keeping the surface always warm and ready to feed any potential cyclone that might arise in the area. And then an additional complication is that the east coast of India is like a magnet for cyclones. And this is because of the shape of the Indian subcontinent. Cyclones and storms in the Bay of Bengal region travel in the northwest direction upwards owing to the shape of the Indian landmass and the storms anti-clockwise spin. Storms in the northern hemisphere spin anti-clockwise and storms in the southern hemisphere spin clockwise because of the Coriolis effect. States on the east coast of India also have a relatively flatter plain land as compared to the other coast, preventing any deflection of winds. Because Odisha lies right at the point where India's coastline curves, its large shore makes it a very easy target for most storms. A lot has changed since the 1999 Odisha cyclone, and states in the area are now much better equipped to handle severe cyclones. However, Amphan comes right in the middle of an infectious disease pandemic, so the complications are much larger. The state governments will have to be prepared for evacuation shelters to turn into potential COVID hotspots. This is Sandhya Ramesh from Bengaluru for The Print.